As the Yemeni different political parties are awaiting for the anticipated National Dialogue Conference, discussions on the shape of the new Yemen and its constitution have become the concern of most politicians and revolutionary movements. Seminars and workshops have begun to discuss deeply the pros and cons of previous constitution, which was written after the unification of Yemen in 1990. Experts have found that the previous constitution has given more influence to the president, who has controlled the three independent authorities.
The effort is likely to produce a totally new constitution, especially given the fact that there may be substantial change in the state structure from presidential to parliamentary or from central to federal. All of that will in all likelihood produce a new constitution that will be put to referendum before the elections of 2014.
Lawyers, judges and representatives of political parties have agreed at this workshop that a new constitution should be rewritten for Yemen to start a new era. Revolutionaries say the previous constitution was only written for the political elite, as aspirations of the country's citizens have not been considered.
The kind of achievements to have the proper constitutional amendments according to the demands of the people in which they came out to the street in their peaceful revolution to have the change. We are also looking to have the future in which nobody will be over the law and the constitution.
Houthi group, which faced a war of existence against the last regime, agreed to join the national dialogue on the basis of people's revolutionary demands. Spokesperson Najib Sharafuddin of Asmud Movement said that they reject any foreign intervention into the formation of the country's constitution. However, Dr. Abdel Ghani Ariani explained that the constitution is widely identified as an agreement between the ruler and his people.
We should ban the teaching of physics because Newton came up with the law in physics. We should ban medicine because there are inventions in medicine that were produced by non-Yemenis and non-Arabs. This is nonsense. Human knowledge is one, and we are building on the knowledge of other countries and learning from them to produce the best constitution that Yemen can have.
As political analysts predict, if the national dialogue did not work out, a scattered and war-torn Yemen would be the result.
One would wonder, will the political spectrum agree on a united position on the formation of the constitution, which will lay down the foundation of the new Yemen, averting the country from the plots of its enemies? Yet the days to come will tell. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.